This is a VFNKB success secret. You got to learn how to put yourself on your calendar. Check it out. Be sure to subscribe and press alert to get new notifications of new success secrets made available on VFN TV. We are going to bring to you VFNKB success secrets. Listen, God, this is important. God wants you to succeed. He didn't create you and put you on this earth to be a failure.
That's right.
He's got good plans in store for you, plans to bless you and prosper you, but you got to have wisdom. Wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. Don't quit learning so much without learning wisdom to go with that thing. And as a matter of fact, T.D. Jakes here is sharing something so important we talk about all the time. If you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be around to help anybody else.
If you don't take care of the goose that lays the golden eggs, there will be no more eggs. You got to take care of the goose.
Now, I personally have not laid a golden egg, but
you
if John played a golden egg, I know we can't talk about that. But listen, this is so important. This is a profound thing that T.D. Jakes is talking about booking yourself. Understand, if you book your job, if you book an appointment on your calendar for your kids and for your employees and for this meeting, are you anywhere on your calendar at all? If you're not, how are you going to survive? Do you know if you don't meet with your employees, you're not going to have them? If you don't come home to your family, you're not going to have a family? Guess what? If you don't meet with you, you're not even going to have you in the end, right?
And not just meet with you, but meet with you for a purpose. It may be for rest. It may be for education or inspiration.
Right.
But it's not in wasted time. It's in time that you're investing back in yourself so that when you go back into your other spheres, you can be successful, joyful, happy, and effective.
And it's so exciting because this is your time. This is the me time.
Oh,
Watch what you want to watch, read what you want to read, and it's all about just encouraging you. When you're happy and you're filled with that vision and enthusiasm, you can do something. But you've been sad for a long time because you hadn't put yourself on the calendar. But listen to T.D. Jakes as he talks about putting the main thing on the calendar.
Enjoying the journey is just realizing that there's joy in the process.
That, and then I put me on my calendar. Put me on my calendar, because I want my attention too. Because if you don't see yourself as valuable, nobody else will. You know, nobody else will. The other point is make relationships count. Making your relationships count, because everything is about relationships. First of all, your relationship with God. That's a very important thing to have. Because as long as you know that there's somebody in charge, you don't have to bear the brunt of the responsibility and the weight of what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
You can talk to the boss. Okay.
Yeah.
Number two, enjoy your relationship with yourself. If you don't like you, it makes it hard for me to like you. Because people, when you walk into their atmosphere, they draw you into the cosmos of their own drama. And if they're full of drama without you, when you come in, you become caught up in the cyclone of their drama.
Yeah.
Enjoy your relationship with yourself. And then anybody else who comes in, they enter into a party you already started. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the relationship with your kids, the relationship with your spouse, the relationship with your friends, taking time to enjoy the relationships, because there is no fruit. Nature teaches us that there is no fruit without relationships. You cannot be fruitful by yourself in business, in home,
Nothing. In
life, in church. I don't care what it is. You are no more than the relationships you surround yourself with, and make sure that those are good ones. The fifth thing,
Now, go ahead. I'm loving it, man.
Is this good?
Yeah, this is really good.
The fifth thing that I really ascribe to is balance work with play. You can't do all of either one and be successful. And to those whom much is given, much is required. And if you work really hard and you're a really diligent person, make sure that you do some play to balance your life out. If you play real hard but you don't work very much, you're going to be fun, but you're going to be hungry. You know what I'm saying? You got to balance work with play. You have to balance that with your children. If you're always a disciplinarian, your daddy going to get you when you get home. I don't want to always be the police in the house.
Yeah.
I want to be the fun guy sometimes. Balancing work with play causes not only for you to be holistic, but for people to get a better perspective of who you are. I get on my Instagram and I put crazy stuff. My kids die. Just yesterday, I put me sweating in the gym saying they said it's going to be fun, but it hadn't gotten fun yet. You know, to let people know that everything is not serious every day. That's too much pressure. We've got way too much pressure on us to be the people we were created to be.
That's so important. How much pressure is everything being put? Look, I noticed this. We're in this we generation. You got to catch a program coming up. We're talking about understanding that the culture and generation that we're in. But people are wanting to connect. Like, they're seeing these perfect people, John, on their Facebook, social medias, and that's not the true people.
No.
You know, and
authenticity.
Yeah, just be real.
Reality.
Yeah, be real. You know, that, you know, we're just real people. But guess what? God loves real people. He has plans for you. And you can stumble and you can try. And the people who never tried never succeed. And the people that try may fail, but guess what? At least they tried.
And if you're going to fail, fail forward. Fail learning something. Fail with that experience. Don't fall back.
Which is important, but we always talk about value-based vision management. You can find out more at vfnkb.com. No matter what you're feeling, what you're going through, if you have vision based on your values and you know how to manage it, you can be a basket case for 90 days and you won't end up in a wrong place because you can just fall forward in the vision that you pre-planned in the light. As a matter of fact, this is one particular person says, you know, don't ever doubt in darkness what God made clear to you in the light.
That's good.
And you got to begin to plan your life out, not so it's strategic, even plan your life out for you. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And it's just exciting. You know, you get to that time in your life, and a lot of people save fun for later, and then they have no energy for later.
Well, what he said was perfect. You have, you have to have a proper work and play, you know, work-life balance. And so much is being consumed around work because you're working all the time, but you need to put strategic time for you to be empowered and get back to enjoying life again, holistically.
So this VFNKB success secret is when you're booking appointments for everyone else who's demanding your time, you know, we don't have a lot of time to talk about something we have to talk about a lot. Book yourself. And this is what you say. You don't say, no, I can't because I'm going to do something. You just go, I have an appointment. I have a commitment. And that doesn't offend anybody.
It's right.
True. They wouldn't like you if you don't like. As a matter of fact, if you keep hating yourself, watch out, somebody might agree with you. But if you won't hate yourself, you won't do that when you invest in yourself. And so I want to encourage you to be successful. You got to be in a feel successful. Know that God's for you. And sometimes it's just about looking up, looking different, going to the beach, going to the mountains, you know, going to wherever you are to be able just to spend some time and look at all creation. Romans 11:1, chapter 1 says, just look at creation. You can't even deny the awesomeness of God. And we got to go. I want to pray for you. I want to be, write to us, talk to us in our community about your success secrets. We want to hear new success secrets that we can share with the world. If you post them, we'll share them and let everybody know about it. Call them hashtag success secrets. Father God, we love you. We just speak success over our community, over our tribe. God, we pray, Lord, you begin to gather us for your purposes, to be able to encourage and inspire, to invest. God, there's investors out here who want to be able to invest in businesses. There's others that have business ideas. They're looking for investors. All these things are coming together. Lord, it's going to happen in the tribe, the VFNKB tribe. God, we thank you for that. We pray a blessing over them. And we say, dear Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. God bless. Be sure to subscribe and press alert to get new notifications of new success secrets made available on VFNTV.
You know, a lot of people want to abide with the Lord, but they just don't have a plan to do it. You can request that plan today at iabide.org.
Right now on VFNTV, we're going to go to Switzerland, Davos, Switzerland, the economic summit where President Trump lets them know how he has, by God's help, made America great again. $7 trillion of wealth has come to America. The details are coming up. But also, we're going to talk about how America has been made great again, safe again, prosperous again, smart again, and faith is being protected again in America. And finally, we're going to have some VFNKB success secrets.